Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. And we're very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy is a great member of our brain trust now. More than 4 years she's been joining us as our social media expert. That's what she specializes in, helping companies just like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace in the area of social media, and especially as is my hope for all of us, and that's that we wind up with one strategy that just happens to include a number of different tools, including social media. Right, Kathy?
That's right.
That's what our goal is. It's good to have you back. So I was telling the audience before you got here that that one of the things we have to do in order to execute a social media strategy is we do have to go out in the playground and play with the platforms.
Absolutely.
Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Google, all the different Twitter, etc. They've got the platforms. They're the 800-pound gorillas. They let us come and play in their backyard, but it is their backyard, isn't it, Kelly?
Oh yes, it is. It is their backyard.
It's their ball and their bat. And if you don't like the way they play, you can go home, and they'll keep their ball in their bat, won't they?
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
And who was one of the first people to warn small business owners about that, Kathy?
Oh, you've been saying it for years, Jim.
When people were throwing rocks at me because what kind of a Luddite are you, Blasingame? You don't believe this is wonderful? And I said, no, I didn't say I didn't think it was wonderful. I just said, be careful, because you're playing with a group of people who don't have your best interests in mind. They're letting you play in their backyard, but it's their way or the highway.
Absolutely. They hold the cards.
So what's Facebook up to these days?
Well, you know, interesting. They want to be viewed as a necessary utility, just like your gas and your water and your phone.
You mean just like my NFL channel?
Everything. Is that a utility?
That's an essential utility. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm sure you're not alone. But, you know, it's really interesting because that's a big shift.
Utility? Tell them, what do you mean? What do you think they mean by utility?
Well, like, they want to be a service for people to let their loved ones know that they're safe during major disasters. They want to be that communication tool where, you know, you can say, yes, I'm safe. You know, if there's
they want to be part of the family, don't
there's
they?
An earthquake, there's a typhoon or a tsunami or whatever there is affecting the world, they want you to be able to put your notification on Facebook that you're safe, and they're going to use your location by looking at the city. They have you listed in your profile, your last location, if you're using some of their, you know, their nearby friends tool. The city where you're using the web. So obviously it's more tracking. They know where you are. They really know where you are. And they are.
They don't know where I am.
they just want to be that place you go to look to see, is my friend safe who's in this part of the world?
Well, are people kind of already doing that?
Well, and they're just trying to have it be where they're looked at as that resource.
They're trying to get ahead of Twitter and Google Plus and people like that, yeah. So,
well, and Twitter was the platform everybody was using during natural disasters. Anyway,
right.
That was probably the biggest one being
right.
used. But they're actually putting together an interface that'll, you know, where you can say, I'm safe, or, you know, clicking on that notification will take you to the safety check bookmark. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a bookmark.
So are they going to say, if there's something going on, are they going to send me a notice and say, don't you want to tell your family how you're doing? Are they going to do stuff like that?
You know, we don't know how far they're going to take it. But this focus is we want to help communities and be their safety check.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is really, you know, it's creepy, isn't it? It's starting to get creepy. It is starting to get creepy, Kathy.
Everything.
And my creepy meter is pretty, it takes a lot to move my needle, my creepy needle, but this is starting to move it a little bit.
I know. Me too. I was like, really? You know, but they want to know where you are all the time anyway.
Yeah.
And they figure, oh, hey, this is a great way for people to adapt and engage in some of those other tools.
I use all of these platforms, Kathy, but I don't stay logged into them.
Yeah, I know.
I use Google, but I don't log into them until I need them. And when I don't need them, I log out.
So many people never log out.
I know. My employees, I was talking to my employees this week about this, and she said, I said, how do I get to this? She said, well, it's just automatic when you log in, every time you log in. You know, and she made it, well, the way she made it sound was like, well, duh, you wake up and you log in.
Yeah, you're there.
And I said, no, that's not what I do. I go there when I need something, and when I don't need it anymore, I get out of it and I go away.
Yeah. It does cause a challenge, as sometimes when there's an admin version versus their personal version,
yeah.
I have this with clients, and I'm going, well, the reason that happened is because you were still logged in this way,
mm-hmm.
and if you don't log out, you can't log in the other way.
Right. No, exactly. So and I got about a half a minute. What do you think is this going to look like?
Well, you know, we don't really know for sure. They're just rolling it out. So
this is forewarned is forearmed, right? Start looking for this.
Yeah. So people can look for it and see how is Facebook going to use it,
mm-hmm.
and what's and I'm sure with the next major disaster that they will, you know, really be focused.
What's going to happen, Kathy, is as the big guys. Start elbowing each other around, trying to gain a little advantage over the other one. The little people that are you, like you and me, we wind up getting squashed a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Which is our privacy,
Facebook,
our security, things like that.
Yes. And Facebook is actually trying to do this to edge out some of their competitors.
That's exactly right. As they focus on being competitive, out-competing their competition, they wind up running roughshod over their users. And that's what you got to look for, folks. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.